I have one word for you, Venmo. It's a new app that lets you pay your family or friends. I hadn't heard of it, but of course, our super cool interns, they know all about the latest apps and social media tools. Here with me now are Katrina Schaefer and Jake Offenhartz to explain Venmo. So were you all surprised that I had no idea what Venmo was?
I was surprised. I probably had the impression that most people within about 10 years my age were on Venmo.
And how old are you?
22.
Okay, Katrina?
I'm not totally surprised. My sister, who's only a year older, had never heard of it. It's either like people know it and are immersed in it, or I have no idea what it is and it sounds completely foreign.
Okay, well, on that point, let's explain what this app is. Katrina, you want to take a stab first? And Jake, jump in.
So it's kind of similar to PayPal. You pay other people online, although I guess for PayPal, it seems more like you pay people you don't know, whereas mm-hmm. with Venmo, you pay people you are Facebook friends or contacts with. And it has a social media aspect to it as well, and you can see what other people you are Facebook friends with are charging other people for, and they can see what you are paying or charging people for.
Okay. For example, Jake, as you said, you're going out and you're going to pick up some food, right? For your friends, you come back, you're like, it was $12, throw me $6 through Venmo.
Just like
but
that.
Then your friends can see that transaction.
Yeah, because everyone needs to know what everyone's doing at all times. That's the whole point.
Right, that's totally odd.
It's crazy. Yeah, sure. But you kind of get used to it. I think we're a little desensitized to it. It's like, I don't know many people who spend their time scrolling through the Venmo social media feed, but you can like other people's transactions, which is...
Wait, you can like them?
You could like them. You could comment on them.
What?
Yeah. It's 21st century banking.
Part of the fun of it, too, is supposed to be you're supposed to come up with something creative to charge people for, which can also be embarrassing or incriminating things that you would find funny.
Right. Like, so I'm saying something like food with Jake, but then, like, in, like, a subject line or something, you put what it was. And so what you're saying is, like, you might not say it was, like, Thai food. You're going to say something silly or
shark
embarrassing.
Emoji. Yeah. Also, just to stress, aside from the absurdity of the social media mm-hmm. aspect, it's definitely like serves like a totally practical use. It's made the fact that it seems like none of my friends ever have cash on them totally easy. It makes like paying rent as a house or cable as a house, you know, it's two clicks away. So you kind of take the good with the bad. I don't think anyone loves the fact that you have to talk about what you're spending money on, but you ignore that for the practical
Although
use.
I was just talking to Kate Wells in the kitchen, one of our sure. reporters who knows Venmo, because I have a theory that it's everyone under 27 knows it. I've literally been going around doing a super scientific survey here at Michigan Radio, and it seems like the cutoff age is 27. And Kate, I said, like, but isn't that weird? And she said, no, it's like nice to see, you know, that your friends were having dinner together. And I'm like, this is so odd. Like, so now we have Instagram. So we can see what you're eating. Now you know how much you're spending and who's giving money to whom. This is weird, you guys.
Well, it doesn't say the price. It gives you how much you've charged people
okay,
or how much you've spent.
What other
but you
people
can't
did.
See what other people have done, and you can make it private.
Okay.
Should we talk about the fact that this, like any other supposedly secure personal information app, is probably going to get hacked eventually?
Thank you for that bridge, Jake, because in a moment we're going to bring on Kimberly Springer, who is our social media manager and who knows all things about basically all technology. And when I went to her and I said, Kimberly Springer, Venmo, and she goes, what about it? You mean security breaches?
Right.
I said, exactly. So we're going to talk to her momentarily about that. But I guess from two people who use it, it sounds like what you're saying or what we were talking about earlier is you're willing to be a little worried that there could be some breaches in order for the idea that this has made life a lot easier? You're kind of nodding your head.
I think it's security in numbers, just in that, and I realize this doesn't sound like the most intelligent justification.
But if enough of you do it, it's going to be safe.
Enough of us have it, yes. It seems like...
That's cute.
Yeah, I know.
The more people, the less likely you specifically would be targeted.
That's how I presented it to my dad.
What did your dad say?
It took him a while to wrap his head around it. But now, like, you know, he sent me some grocery money. Thanks, Dad.
Through Venmo.
Through Venmo. I got him on board. Yeah. It took a while. But, yeah, he's on board.
And just quickly, too, before we wrap up, to bring in Kimberly to talk a little bit more about breaches and security. Am I using to Venmo something? Is
yes.
it the verb?
Yes.
I'm using
you
it
verb
right.
Venmo,
you,
yeah.
you verb Venmo. Jake and Katrina, awesome stateside interns. Thanks, you too.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, so let us turn now to Kimberly Springer, Michigan Radio social media producer, to talk more about Venmo and internet security. You're making quite a face, Kimberly.
You know I love our interns, but no, that is wrong. More numbers make you more attractive to hackers. There's more to get.
So this idea that because, you know, that there's power in more. No, you're just.
No.
You know, this is where radio is hard.
No.
Because of only people who can see you.
My eyes are downcast and I'm saying no.
Okay, so let's talk a little specifically about Venmo and just how secure it is. Because if there's one thing I am really wanting to be secure about, it's like my money.
Right. I mean, it seems like with a lot of these services, they need to have one significant security breach, a kind of coming of age security breach before they get their act together. So with Venmo, I think it was in February of this year of 2015, people started noticing huge amounts of money coming out of their bank accounts that were linked to Venmo.
Okay.
When they tried to get into Venmo to figure out what was happening, their password had been changed. They couldn't use their email. They received no notification from Venmo that this was the case. So that was a huge security flaw on their part. I suppose they've fixed it by now, but those are the kinds of things that can happen if you link these, whether it's Apple Pay, PayPal, or even Google Wallet to your bank account. You run some risks.
Right. So how do you decide then whether to use any of these apps, not just Venmo? I mean, as I was talking with Jake and Katrina, on one side, it's the ease. It's the ability to not have to carry cash or your cards and just, you know, show up with your phone. How do you weigh that with this fact that it sounds like you could have some monetary damage?
I'm also going to add that cash is dirty. That's just my own personal
thing. Okay, so carrying cash and that like instant hand sanitizer and your credit cards.
Right. Okay. So it depends on what kind of risks you want to take. And there are levels of risk with this. So with these pay applications, you can connect them, for example, to your credit card. That probably has the least amount of risk because a lot of credit cards have theft protection. You can also connect them to your debit card, but that's also connected to your bank account. That's higher risk.
Okay.
You can also connect these cards to the routing number of your bank account, which I would not recommend anyone do. It might be quicker to get your money. There might be fewer fees associated with it, but it's just not a good idea.
So help us then, Kimberly Springer, give us some tips. I mean, how do we decide what can we do to stay safe?
It probably depends on which of these services you want to use. I mean, they're slowly rolling them out across different stores. So, for example, you know, they launched Apple Pay.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. They launched Apple Pay, I think, the same week that they had the celebrity nude photos linked. So I thought, I'm not going to link them to my bank account. But then, you know, Google Wallet, for example, you can link to different accounts. But probably the best way to stay safe is to just have a small amount of cash in that account because you can do that.
Like open a specific account just for Venmo or these other services. So no matter what, if you were hacked or something happened, that only a certain amount of money could basically get stolen.
Right. Or you can just treat it like you have a gift card. So you put $30 on it and then that's how much you have to spend on those accounts.
Interesting. Okay. Final question. Do you use Venmo?
I don't use Venmo. I did because Kate uses Venmo. So I did it once. I was using Square.
Wait, you and Kate Wells, who we were talking our reporter, used it together?
She was on it. So I was like, I can do this. And then I decided I didn't like it. But I do use Square. But I've stopped using Square because they stopped having the wallet application. But you've probably seen Square at different stores because it's gaining traction. So it's a tiny white Square that they have connected to an iPad that they swipe your credit card.
Right.
But that and Google Wallet are the only two things I use because I feel like they're more secure. But that's my own personal preference.
Good to know. Kimberly Springer, Michigan Radio's social media manager who helps us understand all things tech. Thank you as always.
You're welcome.
And if you head to the website, michiganradio.org, Kimberly's got some great links, very important things, particularly Vicemo, that everyone should check out, michiganradio.org. Exactly.